好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，今天讲到的题目是菲斯都的过渡。
The sermon title today is Transition to Festus.
呀，我们在讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你在今天的经文当中又带进了一个人物。
In today's verse, and you just brought a person in it.
他是罗马的巡抚。在犹大省的巡抚名字叫菲都斯。
So he's the governor in the province of Judah. His name is Festus.
他是来接替腓力斯的。
And he just carried forward and the Felix the duty.
今天的经文刚好是讲了他在 transition 在交接的过程当中，保罗在其中所经历的事情。
So and today's verse is talking about the transition from Felix to Festus and to Judge about of Paul.
在这里的信息，我们看见有圣灵的带领。
In the message, we see the guidance from the Holy Spirit.
有意向的分享。
Also, there's a sharing of the mission.
有核心价值观的传递。
Also, and to pass on the core value.
有神的智慧与大能。
Also, with God's wisdom.
求主带领我们今天也听到这些信息。
So may God just let us hear this message.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，菲斯都的过渡。
Transition to Festus.
呀，这段经文到底在讲什么呢？
So what are the verses talking about?
为什么一个官员的过渡会在圣经里面留下一段文字呢？
How can the transition for the officials will just leave the mark in the Bible?
其实他在跟我们讲一些既是 common sense 既是常识性的东西，也是非常重要的核心价值观的。
So this is just telling us not just the common sense but also the very important core value.
因为属神儿女在世寄居，难免就会经过政权的更替，官员的轮换，会不会啊？
For children of God, who just sojourn in the world will inevitably experience changes in political power and also the rotation of officials.
呀，接着前面的经文讲到今天这里呢，我们看见保罗是在该撒利亚被羁押了两年，对吧？
And we see that Paul was imprisoned in Caesarea for 2 years.
那么保罗这个案子应该怎么判呢？
So how do they as a final judge about this case?
好像这两年也没有什么结论。
Seems like there's no conclusion.
在当时在该撒利亚这两年好像处于某一种焦灼的状态。
So during these 2 years in Caesarea, it's just kind of in this situation and at a stalemate.
好像明明谁都知道明明保罗没有罪却不得释放。
It was clear that Paul was not guilty, but he was not released.
当然一方面是犹太人不同意了。
On one hand, the Jews did not agree.
那巡抚腓力斯呢，也不想和当地的权势硬顶着呀。
Also, Governor Felix did not want to confront the local powers.
当然，另一方面，圣经说腓力斯又指望着保罗送他些钱。
On the other hand, the Bible also mentioned that Felix expected Paul to send him money.
保罗在许多人的眼中看起来是有海外的金元能够带到耶路撒冷来的。
In many people's eyes, they thought because Paul is the one who can bring the money from overseas.
呀，于是呢，这一单言就等到了下一任巡抚菲斯都，就今天这个主角的到来了。
Therefore, this delay was until the arrival of the next governor, Festus.
呀，
是
让我们看见一个新的故事就此展开了。
Therefore, a new story begins here.
那菲利斯的过渡到底在对我们说什么呢？
So what is the transition to Festus telling us?
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
新官上任三把火。
A new broom sweeps clean.
这句还不好翻译，方中还专门查了字典，查了很多的资料才找到的，对吧？
So,
新官上任三把火。
So this title is not quite easy to translate. It's called the A New Broom Sweeps Clean.
这个翻译蛮有意思，对吧？
The translation is very interesting.
虽然该撒利亚是巡抚的官邸。
Although Caesarea was the governor's residence,
yeah, 也是罗马帝国所设立的犹大行政首府啊。
It was also the administrative capital of Judah established by the Roman Empire.
但是毕竟该撒利亚的存在是人为的。
However, the existence of Caesarea is artificial.
也根据长官意志所设立的，我要建一个该撒利亚，就海边建起一个行宫，建起一个首府出来了。
They built this capital just based on the means that they're thinking.
缺乏人文历史的底蕴呐。
However, it just lacks the foundation of human history.
好像有点像今天的北京跟雄安的关系，对吧？
It's similar to this relationship between Beijing and Xiong'an.
那领导意思说都搬到雄安去。
So the leader just said, let's move to Xiong'an.
那大家都习惯了北京，不想离开啊。
But the people just get used to Beijing, they don't want to move.
哪怕最后行政命令硬去了，那也是心不甘情不愿的。
Even though at the end, and it's the authorities said they have to move, but they just unwillingly to go.
城市的转移，城市的建立是有其历史脉络的，对吧？
Therefore, and that those kind of transition from the cities, actually, there's a line we can trace.
所以我们看见这个新官菲斯都，就新的这个巡抚呢，一到任过了三天，就从该萨利亚上耶路撒冷去了。毕竟耶路撒冷是中心呐。
Therefore, not 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea.
跟今天以色列的这个耶路撒冷和特拉维夫的关系也有点像。
Just like in Israel, and the relationship between the Jerusalem and the Tel Aviv.
为什么川普在任的时候把美国的大使馆从特拉维夫搬到耶路撒冷？同样的道理的。
It's a saying that the government just the transfer move just the U.S. from the Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Same meaning.
那么菲斯都他去到耶路撒冷之后，他面对了什么问题呢
？So what did Festus face when he arrived?
首先是阴魂不散，控告不停啊。
First, a bad penny always turns up, and the accusations continue.
我们或许也听见有人会这么说：时间可以疗愈人的痛苦，会不会啊
？Maybe some people say the time can heal people's pain.
好像也可以化解人内心的仇恨呢
？And resolve the hatred in people's hearts.
但是看起来这种说法遇到祭司长和犹太人的首领，好像就失效了，没效了。
It seems that this statement is invalid when it comes to the chief priests and the Jewish leaders.
他们见到新任的巡抚菲斯都呢
？When they saw Festus, the new governor,
所以就切切地向他祈求、央求他一件事情啦。
They begged the governor one thing.
能不能将保罗押回到耶路撒冷来受审呢
？They begged the governor to take Paul back to Jerusalem for trial.
当然他们这点心思新任的巡抚又不傻怎么会不知道呢
So the new governor is not fool. How he could not be, know about their thoughts?
我相信菲斯都呢也一定读了腓力斯留下的中卷对保罗宴有足够详细的了解了
I believe that the Festus must have read the files left by Felix and had a detailed understanding of Paul's case.
也包括两年前他们曾经想在半道上埋伏杀害保罗，那这个新来的巡抚菲斯都，他也是心中有数的。
That included that 2 years ago they wanted to ambush and kill Paul halfway along the road. He all knew it all well.
那么两年后机会又来了。
Now 2 years later, here comes the opportunity.
犹太人就想照葫芦画瓢，再来一次。
The Jews wanted to follow the same example again and just to do it.
誓死为死事要将保罗杀害。
So the 40 dead, so-called dead soldiers wanted to kill Paul.
可见仇恨这个东西的确不容易从人的心中移出去的。
It can be seen that hatred is indeed not easy to remove from people's hearts.
其次是该萨利亚再次开庭啊。
Next, Caesarea, the court will be held again.
对于菲斯都来说呢
？For Festus,
这个新任的巡抚再次开庭。是罗马官僚体系一个必要走的程序了。
So to hold a court again by the new governors was a necessary procedure for the Roman bureaucracy.
我反倒从这里看见，好像2000年前的罗马帝国的司法体系是相对廉洁透明的。
From here, we can see this shows that the judicial system of the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago was relatively clean and transparent.
在这里我们仿佛看见它有一个上传下递的文档监督体系。
At least, it had a document supervision system for passing documents up and down.
应该说这种相对文明的官僚体系呢，是今天世界文明的一个根基和模板了。
It should be said that This relatively civilized bureaucracy is the foundation of today's world civilization.
我们常常说的新官上任三把火， 的背后意义是什么呢？
So what is the so-called the, a new broom sweeps clean? What does that mean?
这新官上任三把火的这个火就是要烧一烧前任官员的廉洁程度嘛。
So this idiom is telling us that it's the one to burn down the integrity of the previous official.
所以罗马帝国是不需要中纪委的，他不需要有专门一个小组跑去地方去抓人、找人、杀人，不需要的。
Therefore, the Roman and emperor, they do not need so-called like a small group to go to kill somebody.
这种去彼此监督的成为一种官员之间交接的一时候的一个常态了。
So this kind of supervision system, and that is a norm.
这个三把火就要烧一烧前任的官员，看看你有没有贪腐啊。
Use the with the new broom, they just want to just check whether they have any corruption.
也查一查整个官僚体系的廉洁程度，这些都要向罗马皇帝报告的。
Also, they want to also check the integrity of these officials.
作为新任的巡抚来说呢？
So for this new governor.
那既然有人递状子，那菲利斯何乐而不为呢？
Since someone had filed a complaint, why not just reopen the court?
那就顺势就重新开个庭，那又有何不可呢？
So why not just reopen the court?
呀，只是菲利斯当然不会上犹太人的当了。
Of course, Festus would not be fooled by the Jews.
再加上对他自己也不方便呢。
Also, it just caused an inconvenience for him.
他人住在该撒利亚，那还要跑到耶路撒冷去开庭，那他两头走，他的家庭生活也受影响，所以他不愿意的。
He lives in Caesarea, so if for him to just go to Jerusalem, it will cause a lot of inconvenience.
于是他就反客文为主，坚持呢，吩咐大祭司，你们中间有权势的人跟我一起下去。那人若有什么不是，可以告他，你们可以告他。去该撒利亚，我住在那儿，还想让我到你这儿来吗？
So he just turned around and insisted on telling the high priest, let a man of authority among you go down with me, and if you dare.If there is anything wrong about the man, let him bring charges against him.
那最后是一锅冷饭，翻炒无味啊。
Lastly, a pot of cold rice and a stir fry and tasteless.
我们从餐馆吃完饭打包回家的菜，我们都有这个经验，对吧？
And we'll have this kind of experience, and we just take the food left over from the restaurant and just bring it home.
最好就在下一餐不超过下两餐把剩菜吃完它，对吧？
The best is just don't last that after the second meal.
最远最长时间不要超过24小时。
And the longest time do not last over 24 hours.
否则的话呢，这个冷菜冷饭时间一长就没味道了。
Otherwise, those are left over and would be just very tasteless.
人类的法庭走到今天呢，已经仿佛走到达一种走过场的一种陪衬了。
Up to this day, the human courts have become nothing more than a mere decoration for going through the motions.
在观察上仿佛好像有一种这种法律制度法庭的设计不得不有不能没有有了却了胜于无的一场摆设而已会不会
So for the design of the court, it's like they just have to be there, and but they just cannot be without them, and just have them just...But are just better than nothing.
上个月的纽约法庭，这次审判川普的封口费案呢，看起来就像是一场闹剧了。
So what happened last month? The New York court's trial of Trump's hush money case seems to be a farce.
在美国的人可能大家都知道，就是民主党的拜登为了拦阻川普当选而硬生生的演出了一场戏而已了。
So people in the U.S. understand that everyone knows that it is just a show, just by Biden of the Democratic Party to prevent Trump from being elected.
但是前两天看着川普呢，看着拜登呢，在接受电视访问的时候呢，堂而皇之的对大家讲，这个是美国200多年的法庭制度啊，由陪审团12个成员的一致认同，那大家有什么话可说呢
？So.On TV and with the media, we saw that the Biden just openly just told people that this is the court system of the United States for more than 200 years, and it is unanimously approved by the 12 member of the jury.
有的时候也服了这些政治家讲起话来都是冠冕堂皇，无懈可击啊。
The words from those politicians, it seems like how majestic and that impeccable.
那在中国也是一样啊。
Same in China.
对王毅牧师、曹三强牧师等等，目前对众多牧师与基督徒的审判，又何尝不是一场又一场的闹剧呢
for all those trials, and for the pastor minister in China, like a pastor Wang Yi, pastor Cao Sanqiang, and also many pastors and Christians, isn't yeah. just that's like one farce after another.
曹三强牧师七年的牢狱之灾已经做完了，出狱了。
So Pastor Cao Sanqiang, he already just he's released from prison after 7 years there.
但他现在变成三无人员了。
However, now he become a person with the three things he did not have.
没有户口，没有身份证，没有护照。
So he did not have his residence, that address, and just no passport, no ID.
他是搭不了车，搭不了飞机的。
He could not take the bus, the train, or the airplane, any transportation.
也找不到工作的。
And also he could not get a job.
我们称这种人在中国是社会死亡啊。
So in China, we call this kind of, it's like the society death.
在台湾好像叫做褫夺公民的权利，会不会啊？
And in Taiwan, we just call it this take away all those the citizenship that is that.
我记得以前我在中国的时候有一个词叫做剥夺政治权利多少年或者终身。他曹三强牧师目前就处在这种光景中。
So for the pastor Cao Sanqiang, he's just he's been removed with all kinds of his the privilege.
可能他的朋友帮忙吧，哎，终于办了一个护照。
Maybe he has a friend just helping to get the passport.
想吧，就六月四号赶紧出来看看老婆，看看孩子吧。
And his wish is he can just leave the country, come to meet united with his wife and his son.
结果公安局跑到曹三强牧师家里边说，把护照拿过来，没收了。
But the official just came to his house, took away his passport.
Yeah, 就是这些，这些何等冠冕堂皇、无懈可击的事情发生，但是大家都知道是怎么回事，对吧
？With all this kind of excuse and the reason they did, it seems like how majestic. However, we understand what it is.
这就是我们今天所生活的世界啊。
This is the world we live in.
我们真的需要为主受苦的这些牧师们啊，王怡牧师、曹三强牧师，还有还在监狱里边坐牢的这些牧者们、弟兄姐妹们，切切的祷告了。
We just have to just pray and just very sincerely pray for all the pastors, the 王怡、曹三强 and also the pastors that are still in prison.
我们也当然希望这些荒唐的事情快快离开了。
We also hope this kind of things will just quickly just get away.
我们也期待着有一天。Yeah, 在美国，在达拉斯能够重新再接待曹三强牧师了。
And our prayer is just one day we can just greet Pastor Cao Sanqiang here in the U.S.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
保罗分述讲道理。
Paul explains the truth.
我们不知道菲斯都与保罗是不是第一次见面，这个我们不知道。
We do not know if it was the first time that Festus and Paul met.
但是可以确定的是，保罗是第一次。在菲斯都的主持下而接受的审判。
But what is certain is that it was the first time that Paul had a trial under Festus' authority.
那在这个审判之中，保罗到底经历了一些什么事情呢
？What Paul experienced in this trial?
我们在旁边有怎样的观察呢
？So what is our observation?
首先是没有证据的空述。
First.An empty accusation without evidence.
Yeah, 谁都知道这场审判是徒劳的。
Everyone knows that this trial is in vain.
为什么呢
？Why?
很简单。
Very simple.
按照法庭用语来讲，就没有新的证据补充嘛。
With the turn in the court, that is, there's no new evidence to add.
但是箭在弦上，骑虎难下呀。
However, it is just holding the wolf by the ears.
Yeah, 犹太人不得不硬着头皮从耶路撒冷下到该撒利亚去，要在那里接着控告保罗。
The Jews had to just bite the bullet and go down from Jerusalem to Caesarea, where they wanted to continue to charge against Paul.
Yeah, 圣经是怎么描述这个场面的呢
？So how did the Bible describe about the situation?
圣经说保罗来了，那些从耶路撒冷下来的犹太人周围站着。将许多重大的事控告他。
So when Paul had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him.
有时候我在想，有什么大不了的事呢
？So I'm just thinking. So what is the big deal?
圣经说是重大的事。
The Bible says the serious charge.
再往里边看下去才知道呢。
If we just read further, we will see.
对于犹太人来讲呢。
To the Jews.
他们所控告的缘由是重大而不可接受的。
The reasons for their accusation were serious and unacceptable.
因为按照犹太律法呢，外邦人是不可以进入圣殿的。
Because according to the law of the Jews, the Gentiles were not allowed to enter the temple.
跟今天的回教徒的清真寺是一样的，非信徒、非穆斯林是不可以进入清真寺的。
It's just like a Muslim temple, and the non-Muslim is not allowed to enter.
只是圣经同时也说什么呢？
But the Bible also said.
圣经说他们所控告保罗的都不能够证实的。
None of the accusations they accused Paul could not be proved.
所谓欲加之罪，何患无辞呢？
So why bother to accuse Paul?
我们会发现人的手上一旦拥有权力的时候呢？
Once people have power in their hands.
那就有可能患病了。
They may get sick.
那得了个什么病呢？
What kind of illness is this?
我们给这个病起个名字叫做强迫症吧。
So it's the so-called OCD, that's obsessed compulsive disorder.
其实我说的强迫症还真的不是 OCD 啊。
So actually, it's not OCD what I'm trying to say.
这个强迫症的意思就是强迫别人承认他自己心里边想象出来的罪，我称之为是强迫症。
So in my just explanation, that means that is called the forcing others to admit that they have committed the crime.They imagined in their minds.
一个再刚强的人去到监狱里边给你施酷刑，个个都说好好好，我都认。
For a person who were sent to prison, if people just persecuted them and just forced them to admit something,
受不了那个皮肉之苦，承认或者说是妥协，不丢脸的。
If they cannot tolerate all those the harsh persecution.They may end up just admit.
有一天如果有人告我说哪个牧师哪个传道人在被关到监狱里边施酷刑而出卖人啊承认什么东西，我都觉得是没什么好埋怨也不要去夸口的事情。
If one day and we heard up like if there's a minister was in the prison and were just forced and to admit something that's not really true and I can totally understand.
其次呢是重申对律法的尊重。
Second, reaffirm respect for the law.
基督徒的确是需要谦卑柔和。
So as a Christian, we should be just very humble and gentle.
但必须是建立在真理真实的前提下才行。
However, it must be based on truth and authenticity.
对待敌基督莫须有的罪名当然要予以拒绝与否定了。
The unfounded accusations of Antichrist,must of course be rejected and denied.
所以保罗分述说，无论犹太人的律法，或是圣殿，或者该杀，我都没有干犯啦。
So Paul argued in his defense, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense.
但是我们将保罗的话仔细读来的话呢？
If we just read Paul's words very carefully,
我们会发现保罗的回答其实已经开始带方向了。
Actually, Paul's answer had begun to bring direction.
圣灵在其中也渐渐带出去罗马的意象。
And the Holy Spirit gradually brought out the vision of Rome.
因为如果他说没有干犯律法或者圣殿，什么意思呢？
Because when he said that there was no violation of the law or the temple,
就是说这件事情是与耶路撒冷有关的。
And that means it is related to Jerusalem.
但是如果他说没有干犯该杀，那是与罗马有关了，跟罗马皇帝有关，对吧？
But if it is said that the Caesar was not violated, it is related to Rome.
保罗在表达对律法尊重的同时，他不忘使命啊。
While expressing respect for the law, Paul did not forget his mission.
他面不忘使命是面对生死的挑战。
He did not forget a mission because he just faced the challenge of life and death.
我们也看见他是一种勇于担当的生命在他的里边。
And we can see he just boldly just bear this mission.
我们仿佛看见圣经让我们看见一条圣灵带领奔向罗马的暗线，一步一步带着保罗奔向使命之路了。
The Bible allows us to see a hidden line leading to Rome, led by the Holy Spirit, and heading toward the mission step by step.
就为什么鼓励弟兄姐妹读经要按照结构式去读经，能够读得到这条暗线，就这个道理。
So that is the reason why I encourage brothers and sisters when we read the Bible, just according, just based on the structure to understand.
要最后呢是暗藏杀机的试探。
Finally, there is a hidden murderer's temptation.
在开庭之前，圣经的作者其实埋下了伏笔的。
Before the trial, the biblical author just foreshadowed.
仿佛让人看见端倪了。
As if to let people see the clues.
因为腓力斯刚到耶路撒冷的时候呢。
Just when Festus first arrived in Jerusalem.
祭司长就祈求了，能不能将保罗提到耶路撒冷来受审呢？
The chief priest petitioned the governor to have Paul brought up to Jerusalem for trial.
那个时候呢。腓力斯就直言相告，还是你们来该撒利亚吧。
During that time, the Festus bluntly just told him, it's better that you come to Caesarea.
腓力斯讲得很清楚，我要在这里审问保罗。
Where I will interrogate Paul.
但是呢
？However,
圣经怎么说
？What did the Bible say？
圣经说，腓力斯在他们那里住了不过十天八天。
The Bible says after he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days.
然后就下到该撒利亚去了。
Then he went down to Caesarea.
你不觉得这句话很奇怪吗？
Don't you think this is very awkward?
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about the reason?
为什么圣经要提腓力斯在耶路撒冷住了十天八天？
Why does the Bible mention that Festus stayed in Jerusalem for not more than 8 or 10 days?
而且也没有交代他在那里做什么事，有那个必要吗？一天去了一天回就可以了吗？
And the Bible didn't tell us that why he just stayed for that many days. Why not just one day?
然后到第九节，突然间圣经的画风一转，告诉我们什么呢？
So,Then in verse 9, and then the verse just changed.
他说腓力斯要讨犹太人的喜欢的。
But Festus wishing to do the Jews a favor.
那我们可能要问一句，有必要吗？
We may ask this, is it necessary?
上司在什么样的情况下会讨好下级呢？
In what kind of situation the boss will try to please his subordinates?
大概率是因为收了下级的好处。
In very high possibility, and maybe he just received the benefits from his subordinates.
或者期望从下级那里收到一些好处，对吧？
Or he's looking for just those benefits from them.
上一任的巡抚腓力斯也想从保罗那里得到些什么捐款呢？什么好处？也是一样的。
It's the same, just like previous governor Felix, he wants to just receive some benefit from Paul.
所以腓力斯在这里。大概率是因为收了犹太人的好处。
Therefore, very high possibility that is a Festus, maybe he just tried to just get the benefit from his subordinates.
当然，圣经没有讲，我们在这里也是逻辑上的推理了。
Of course, the Bible didn't say that, but it's just a reasonable just a thinking.
但我想这是合理的。
I think this is reasonable.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
上告该撒。去罗马
Go to Rome and appeal to Caesar.
去罗马是神赐给保罗的意象，大家还记得吗？
Going to Rome, that was a vision just given by God.
意象一定是带着使命嘛。
Vision always just accompanied with the mission.
是什么使命呢？
What is the mission?
当然是效法主去舍命的使命了。
It was the mission to imitate the Lord and lay down his life.
其实这才是每一位基督徒必须要面对的一个命定，就是效法主的舍命了。
This is actually the destiny that every Christian must face, that which is to imitate the Lord's sacrifice of life.
首先，应当受审之地。
First, the place where the trial should take place.
这个时候，在该撒利亚的审判庭上呢，出现两种声音。
At this time, two voices appeared in the court of Caesarea.
一呢是回耶路撒冷去。
One was to return to Jerusalem.
二呢是不去耶路撒冷。
And the other was not to go to Jerusalem.
祭司长当然希望巡抚将保罗送回耶路撒冷。
Of course, the chief priest hoped that the governor would send Paul to Jerusalem.
好方便他们在路上做手脚啊。
So that they can manipulate something.
因为他们是希望在半道上去暗杀杀害保罗了。
Because they planned just to assassinate Paul on the way.
但从另外一方面，在官僚体制当中呢
？However, on this the official system,
在明面上，腓力斯也没有一个，腓斯都也没有一个理由强迫一个罗马公民非去耶路撒冷不可，他也没这个权利。
On the surface, Festus had no reason to force a Roman citizen, Paul, to go to Jerusalem.
所以圣经就让我们看见，即使是巡抚，他也只能征询一下保罗的意见呢。
Therefore, even a governor could only consult Paul for his opinion.
你愿意上耶路撒冷去吗
？Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem?
你愿意在那里听我审断这件事吗
？And there be tried on these charges before me.
呀，这个声音跟前后有些不一致，发现没有
？Do you notice that this the statement is different just from previous one?
啊，原来大祭司问他的时候，他坚决否定，说要来该撒利亚受审。
Originally, when the high priest asked Festus, and he said he would just do the trial, and in Caesarea.
呀，现在呢，他却主动的问保罗，你要不要回耶路撒冷受审呢？
However, now he asked Paul, "Do you wish to go to Jerusalem?"
是什么样的原因让他也不吃劳苦，不怕辛苦，从该撒利亚要走去耶路撒冷审问保罗呢
？So what is the reason for Festus want to just move, go from Caesarea to Jerusalem?
当然，这点伎俩怎么能够瞒得住保罗呢
？Of course, how could this trick be hidden from Paul?
谁不知道你的心里边藏的那点小心思呢
？So who cannot just tell about this your mindset？
也有点像2019年香港的反送中啦。
It is pretty similar as the 2019 the Hong Kong's anti-extradition。
反的就是将香港人被送到中国去受审嘛。
The opposite that is the Hong Kong people were sent to China for trial。
当时的香港因为英国殖民地的缘故，相对有西方的文明，所以审问的过程当中，犯人的权利得到相对比较全备的保护了。
Because during that time, because the Hong Kong is the like a Western civilization, so if they have a trial in Hong Kong, they may get the more protection.
去到中国当然就不一样了。
If they go to China, of course, it will be different.
那就是。在到了监狱里边，想干啥就干啥了。
And that is, if they were sent to the prison, they can be just be treated with anything.
其次是要上告于该撒。
Second, appeal to Caesar.
保罗怎么说呢
？So how did Paul say?
保罗说我站在该撒的堂前。
Paul said, "I'm standing before Caesar's tribunal."
这就是我应当受审的地方啊。
Where I ought to be tried.
我向犹太人并没有行过什么不义的事情啊。
To the Jews, I have done no wrong.
这也是你明明知道的。
As you yourself know very well.
坦率讲，保罗也并不是害怕去耶路撒冷了。
So it was not that Paul was afraid to go to Jerusalem.
他也不是不愿意为主舍命，他是愿意的。
Nor was he unwilling to lay down his life for the Lord.
只是他在耶路撒冷的使命已经完成。
But Paul's mission in Jerusalem has been completed.
如今神要带领他去保罗，去罗马。
Now God will lead Paul to Rome.
无论生死都要前往啊。
Whether he lives or die, he will go.
于是保罗在这里就动用了神赐给他的罗马公民的身份。
Therefore, Paul used the Roman citizenship that God had given to him.
也是罗马皇帝给每个罗马公民的权利了。
This is also the right given by the Roman emperor to every Roman citizen.
就是经文中所说的，可以直接上告于该撒了。
So that is that he can directly appeal to Caesar.
就是说，他可以在罗马的法庭由罗马皇帝来裁决。
And that is Paul can be judged by the Roman emperor in the Roman court.
这是其次，最后是罗马是目的地啊。
Finally, Rome is the destination.
我们看见保罗好像是铁了心一般，就是要去罗马。
Paul seemed to be determined to go to Rome.
他就是要去接受罗马皇帝的，最后的审判与裁决，无论生死。
And he just accepted the trial and the judgment of the Rome emperor, regardless of life and death.
这是保罗作为罗马公民的一个权利，包括巡抚也无权干涉了。
This was Paul's right as the Roman citizen, and the governor had no right to interfere.
当然，菲斯都也需要和议会商量一下呀。
Of course, the Festus also needed to discuss this with the council.
有责任大家一起担嘛。
And they just bear responsibility together.
他也需要跟祭司长犹太人去解释一下各种的缘由了。
And he also needs to explain to the chief priest the reason for the turmoil.
最后结论就来了。
Here comes a conclusion.
他就对保罗说，你既上告于该撒，可以往该撒那里去。
So the Festus said to Paul, to Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go.
最终的结果当然我们知道了。
Of course, we know the final outcome.
保罗最终是在罗马被罗马皇帝判了死刑的。
Paul was ultimately sentenced to death by the Roman emperor in Rome.
我们可能就会问啦，
So we may ask this.
这与他去耶路撒冷也是死的结局有什么区别呢？
So we may ask, what was the difference between this and his ending in Jerusalem where he would also die?
大家先不要急，听我慢慢的往后讲。
So let's just don't rush. Let you just listen to my just later that the continued preaching.
后面的信息我们就会晓得保罗将要在前往罗马的一路上为主做美好而又有力的见证了。
In the later sermons, and we will know that the Paul will bear a beautiful and powerful testimony for the Lord on the way to Rome.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
菲斯都也好，腓力斯也罢。
Either Festus or Felix.
都不过是保罗生命当中所经历的一个过渡了。
Both of them were just nothing but a test that the transitions that Paul experienced in his life.
作为人生过客的保罗呢？
As a passerby in life, Paul,
面对诸般的变化与人事的过渡，他看万物都如同粪土一般了。
Paul considered all things as rubbish when he faced with all kinds of changes and the transitions in people and affairs.
即使会有受死受苦的事情发生，
even if there is suffering and death,
也不过是自暂自弃的苦楚。
It is only a temporary and a light suffering.
因为神为我们预备了更美好的家乡，对不对？
For God had prepared a better country for us.
讲到这里，我心里面不禁的有一番感叹，真是有主真好。
When I share the message to this point, I just feel like it is great. We have the Lord.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Holy Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主你的恩惠与平安。
We thank you for your grace and peace.
感谢主你的怜悯与大能。
Thank you for your mercy and your power.
你让属于你的儿女在世间有苦难。
Lord, you let your children and the experience this time of tribulation.
你让属于你的人所经历的一切就是要为你做美好的见证。
You let the people belong to you to experience this in order to witness for you.
我们特别为到现在仍然还在监狱里边受苦的传道人、牧师、弟兄姐妹，我们一直的为他们祷告。
We just pray and continue to pray for all those pastor, minister, and the Christians who were in prison.
我们今天也在这里特别为曹三强牧师祷告。
Here now, today, especially we pray for Pastor
主啊，求你带领他突破层层的障碍。快快地离开那里，来到他自己的家人当中。
Lord, please just guide Pastor Cao Sanqiang to break through all those the obstacles, and so he can meet it with his family.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.